Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut, trying to cut through all the noise in a world that just feels like it's constantly changing, constantly spinning, especially in business, right? Change isn't just constant anymore, it's relentless. And the amount of information, wow, how to navigate it, how to lead through it, it can feel, well, completely overwhelming. So the big question is, how do you actually stay informed, stay effective? Well, today, we're diving into something that might just be a powerful answer. It's a brand new custom GPT tool. And this isn't just, you know, any AI. It's built specifically to help professionals like you understand and lead organizational transformation. Our source material for this comes straight from Rob Van Linde. He calls himself a Dutch curious guy into agility, innovation, digitalization, and AI. It's from his announcement, published just today, July 24th, 2025. So our mission today, let's unpack what this thing offers, what makes it innovative, and pull out those key insights for anyone, you know, grappling with strategic business evolution. Okay, so let's start right there. A custom GPT. What exactly has Rob Van Linde built? What makes it different?
Well, what's really interesting here is that it's not just another, you know, general purpose chatbot you might play around with. This new custom GPT, it's purpose built. It's been specifically fine-tuned with this huge amount of knowledge about organizational change. So it's like having a specialized expert, not just a generalist AI.
Okay. Specialized.
Exactly. It's a tool designed to give really comprehensive insights into modern organizational change. You know, tackle those messy real-world business challenges people are facing right now. And yeah, you're right. Hot off the press. Completed today, July 24th, 2025.
That distinction, specialist versus generalist, that feels important. Now, Rob's announcement mentions it delves deep into three pivotal types of transformation. Can you break those down for us? Maybe give us a bit more on what the GPT offers for each one.
Absolutely. Yeah, it focuses on three really critical areas shaping businesses today. So first up is agile transformation. This is all about, you know, the methodology, sure, but also that crucial mindset shift you need for more dynamic, iterative ways of working. But the GPT seems to go deeper, offering like really specific insights. For instance, how do you move beyond just saying you do Scrum to actually embedding an agile mindset? Especially in a big established company.
Right. That's always the hard part.
Exactly. That's where transformations often, you know, stumble. So it seems to provide practical steps to make things like flexibility and quick response actually happen, not just be buzzwords.
Okay. Makes sense. What's the second pillar?
Second is digital transformation. And again, this isn't just about, you know, buying more computers or software. It emphasizes really strategically integrating digital tech across the whole business. The aim is to fundamentally change how you operate and how you deliver value.
Fundamentally change.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And the GPT apparently really helps with navigating that common resistance you see when adopting new digital ways of working or how to actually use data effectively. These are huge hurdles when businesses try to scale up their digital efforts.
Yeah, I've seen that resistance firsthand. And the third one, AI.
You got it. The third is AI transformation. This digs into the huge impact and, importantly, the practical side of implementing artificial intelligence, both in day-to-day operations and, you know, the bigger picture strategy. It's about how AI is reshaping everything, decision-making, customer interactions, you name it. And the GPT seems to cut through the hype. It focuses on actionable steps, like how do you spot AI opportunities within your current setup, and what organizational changes do you need to make to really get the most out of AI?
Actionable steps. That's key. It sounds like it goes beyond just defining these things, which is helpful. But Rob's announcement also sort of hints there's more to it than just these three main pillars. What other areas does it cover? What else is packed in there?
Yeah, it definitely seems designed to be more holistic, not just focused on those three pillars in isolation. So beyond those core transformation types, it covers some other really vital areas, like diverse prompt engineering methods.
Prompt engineering. So how to talk to the AI.
Exactly, but more sophisticated than just keywords. It explores different techniques for structuring your requests to get genuinely novel insights from the AI. Things like, you know, iterative prompting or maybe using role-playing scenarios with the AI.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, which is super important for using any AI effectively, right? Especially when you're wrestling with complex strategic questions, getting the prompt right makes all the difference.
Okay, what else?
It also provides insights into the roles of chief officers. So it looks at how leadership responsibilities are changing and how critical the interplay between key leaders is within these transformations.
The leadership angle. That's crucial.
Absolutely. It kind of raises that question of how leadership itself needs to adapt. You know, how do the different C-suite roles, CIO, CHRO, CEO, how do they really align their goals? Avoid working in silos during a transformation. That's often a failure point.
No doubt. Silos can kill any initiative. Anything else?
And one more big one, culture and lateral thinking. It sounds fascinating. It examines how the organization's culture really shapes whether a transformation succeeds or fails. And crucially, the need for innovative, kind of non-linear problem solving, thinking outside the box when the box itself is changing shape, you know?
Lateral thinking, yeah. Adaptability.
Right. And the GPT apparently offers practical frameworks for actually fostering that kind of adaptability and creativity within teams.
That focus on culture and leadership, it resonates. I remember seeing a big digital project just completely derail because the company culture wasn't ready. You couldn't adapt. It's so often the human element that's the make or break factor.
Yeah, absolutely. Technology is often the easier part.
But what seems really unique about this GPT, from what Rob says, is how it interacts. He calls it particularly innovative, this flipped interaction approach. What does that actually mean for someone using it? Why is that a big deal?
This is, I think, a really cool feature. It changes the whole feel of interacting with the tool. See, normally we have to come up with a detailed question, right? We need to know what to ask the AI.
Yeah, you stare at the blank prompt box.
Exactly. But with this flipped interaction, the GPT actually engages you first, proactively. It doesn't just sit there waiting. So imagine this. You just type, hi, simple as that. And instead of just hello, it hits you with a question like, let me get the quote right.
Hey there, glad you're here. Quick check-in. Are you looking for inspiration, guidance, or a reality check on your transformation journey? Agile, digital, AI, or all of them? Let's cut through the fluff and get clear on what matters.
Whoa, okay. So to guide you right from the start. Precisely. This flipped interaction isn't just a gimmick. It's actually quite clever. It's about making complex knowledge more accessible by guiding the user. It lowers the barrier to entry, you could say. It makes the experience immediately engaging and guided right from that first hi. So it helps you pinpoint what you need faster, dive into the relevant stuff without feeling overwhelmed, or like you need to be an expert prompter yourself.
Yeah, that could really help cut down on wasted time.
It's about making that initial contact super efficient and helpful, often before you even know exactly what the perfect question is.
That really is a shift in how we might use AI for learning and strategy.
Very interesting. So bringing it all together, who is this new GPT really for? And what's its overall significance, do you think, for people trying to navigate all this business change today?
Well, it seems like it's designed for a pretty broad audience, actually. Professionals, strategists, leaders. Really, anyone who's trying to understand transformation or implement it or lead it in today's, frankly, chaotic environment.
So quite wide-ranging then. Yeah, imagine you're a chief digital officer struggling with integration issues, or maybe a team lead trying to get your team to think more agilely. This tool could offer some, you know, tailored guidance. It sort of democratizes access to specialized knowledge, doesn't it? Lets you maybe stress test your ideas or find potential solutions without necessarily needing a huge team of consultants right away.
Democratizes knowledge. I like that.
Yeah. And I think it really stands as a, you know, quite an impressive piece of work by Rob Van Linde. Shows a dedication to building genuinely useful AI tools that tackle these complex real-world business problems.
Okay. So summing up, Rob Van Linde's new custom GPT. It looks like a really comprehensive resource. Guided interaction covers agile digital AI transformations, plus these crucial surrounding areas like leadership roles, getting the most out of AI with prompt engineering, and that all-important organizational culture. Designed, as he says, to cut through the fluff and get you straight to what matters. Actionable insights.
Exactly. Which leaves us with a final thought, perhaps. Something for you, the listener, to mull over. Given how fast everything is changing and how complex these transformations are getting, how might these proactive AI tools like this one, actually reshape how we learn, how we strategize, how we lead inside our organizations? And maybe more broadly, what does this mean for the future of accessing specialized knowledge? For everyone, something to think about.